ॐ नमो भागवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भागवते वासुदेवाय Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 36, The Slaying of Arishta, the Bull Demon, Text Number 16. Arishtani hati doite Krishnenad bhutakarmana Kamsayataha Bhagavan Narado devadarshanaha Arishteni hate doite Krishnenad bhutakarmana Kamsayataha Bhagavan Narado devadarshanaha Arishta Nihate, having been killed. Daitye, the demon. Krishnena, by Krishna. Adbhuta karmana, whose activities are wonderful. Kamsaya, to Kamsa. Atha, then. Aha. Spoke Bhagavan, the powerful sage, Naradaha, Narada, Devadarshanaha, whose vision is godly. After Arishtasura had been killed by Krishna, who acts wonderfully, Narada Muni went to speak to King Kamsa. That powerful sage of godly vision addressed the king as follows. Purport. The term Deva Darshana can be understood in many ways, all of which are consistent with the context and purport of this narration. Deva means God, and Darshanaha means seeing, or an audience with a great personality. Thus Deva Darshan, a name for Narada Muni, indicates that Narada has attained the perfection of seeing God. That getting Narada's audience is as good as getting God's, since Narada is a pure representative of the Lord, and also that Narada's audience is as good as that of the demigods, who are also known as Devas. That there are all these meanings of the term Deva Darshanaha reveals something of the richness of the Srimad Bhagavatam's language. From the Puranas, Srila Vishvanatha Chakravarti Thakur has quoted 20 verses describing a joking conversation between Radha and Krishna that took place after Krishna had killed the demon Arista. This conversation, so kindly quoted by the Acharya, describes the origin of Radhakund and Shyamakund, Radha's and Krishna's bathing ponds. The verses are as follows. Masmanspriśajya vishabhārdhanahanta mugdha goro suro yam ayi krishna tadapyayam goho goho the bull vritro yata dvija ihascha yiniskriti kim sujyet pravam sri bhuvanasti tatirta krishrat. The innocent young gopis said, Ah, Krishna, don't touch us now, O killer of the bull. Very simple to kill cow, I see. Alas, even though Arista was a terrible demon, still he was a male cow, so he will have to undergo atonement, just as Lord Indra did after killing Vritrasura. But how can you purify yourself without going to the trouble of visiting every single holy place in the three worlds?
serious business.
Kim pariyatami bhuvanani adunaiva sarva aniyatita vittati karavani tasu shnanam viloka yatatavadidam mukunda prochaiva tatra kritavan vataparshnikhatam.
Krishna replied,
"Why should I have to wander throughout the entire universe? I will at once bring all the countless pilgrimage places here and take my bath in them. Just watch." With this, Lord Mukunda struck his heel on the ground.
Patalato jalamidam kila bhogavatya ayatam atra nikilara pityirta sangaha agacchateti bhagavad vachasatha etya tatraiva rejurata krishna uvacha gopihi.
Then he said, "This is the water of the Bhogavati river coming from the Patala region. And now, O holy places, all of you, please come here." When the Supreme Lord had spoken these words, all the holy places went there and appeared before him. Krishna then addressed the gopis as follows. So all of the holy places came to that place through the vehicle, it seems here, at the Bhagavati River. They're all standing there, ready to serve Krishna. "Yes, Lord, what will you have us do? How can we serve you?"
Tirtani pasyata haver vachaso tavaivam. Naiva pratima itita atatita varyaha.
Tirthavaryaha, the best of the tirthas.
Prochu kritanjali putala vanadbhir asmi chiradbhir asmi sutat sunatamara dirga dirgi kasmi.
See all the holy places. But the gopis replied, "We don't see them as you describe." Then those best of holy places, joining their palms in supplication, spoke up. They couldn't see them. So then the holy places.
Tirthavarya means the best of the holy places.
And Krishna says here, Tirthani pasyata. See, here are all the tirthas.
To see, Hareer Vachasa, Krishna said.
And here they're speaking, "I am the salt ocean. I am the ocean of milk. I am the Amara Dhirgika."
What's the Amara Dhirgika? Yeah?
Shono pasindura hamasmi bhavani kamara pani chapushkara mahamcha sarasvati pani chapushkara mahamcha sarasvati cha godavari ravisuta surayu prayago revasmi pasyata jalam kuruta patitim. I am the river Shona. I am the Sindhu. I am the Tamrapani. I am the holy place Pushkara. I am the river Saraswati. And we are the Godavari, Jamuna, and Reva rivers, and the confluence of rivers at Prayag. Just see our waters.
Snatva tato hari rati prajangalpa eva Shuddha saropi akaravam stita sarva tirtham yasma viratma janushiha kito na dharmaha Kopi chitta vatasakir nijagadaradha.
After purifying himself by bathing, Lord Hari became quite arrogant and said, I have produced a pond containing all the various holy places, whereas you gopis must never have executed any religious duties on the earth for the pleasure of Lord Brahma. Then Srimati Radharani addressed her girlfriends as follows. So it's Krishna saying, I performed all of these pious activities. What have you done?
Karyam mayapi ati manohara kundam ekam tasmad yadadvam iti tadvachanena tabhihi Sri Krishna kunda tatapishpaschimatisya mando garta krito vishabhadaitya kurair vyaloki.
I must create an even more beautiful pond. So go to work. Having heard these words, the gopis saw that Aristasura's hooves had dug a shallow ditch just west of Sri Krishna's pond.
Tatra dramin midula gola sati patiswa hastod trita anatidir hastod trita anatidura gata vidhaya Divyam sara prakatitam katika dvayena tabhiviloka sarasam smarate smakrishnaha.
At that nearby spot, all the gopis began digging up lumps of soft mud with their hands, and in this way a divine pond manifested in the short span of an hour. Krishna was astonished to see the lake they produced.
Prochi chatita salilai paripurayan purayaitan matundata sarasi jakshi sahali bhistram radha tada nanana radha tada nanana neti jagada jasmat prat kundaniram urugo vadapata kaktam.
He said, go ahead, lotus-eyed one. You and your companions should fill this pond with water from mine. But Radha replied, No. This is impossible, since the water of your pond is contaminated by your terrible sin of killing a cow. Right, we don't want any of your water because you've just made it dirty.
Aritya punya shalilam satakoti kumbai sakki abuddena sahamanasa janavitaha etat sarasva maduna paripurayami te naiva kirti madulam tanavani loke.
I will have my countless gopi companions bring the pure water of the Manasa Ganga here in billions of pots. In this way, I will fill this lake with my own water and thus make its renown unequalled in the entire world.
Krishnena Gitena Sahasaitya Samastra Tirtha Sakyastadiya Sarasotika Divya Murtihi Tushtava tatra vishabhanu satam pranamya bhaktya kritanjali bhuta svavadasvadharaha.
Lord Krishna then gestured to a heavenly personality who was an intimate associate of all the holy places. Suddenly, that person rose up out of Krishna's pond and bowed down to the daughter of Sri Vishabhanu, Radharani. Then with palms joined and tears pouring from his eyes, he began praying to her in devotion.
Devi tvadiya mahimanam avaiti sarva sastvata vinna chavidhina harona lakshmihi kintvika eva purushata siro manishtvat prasveda marjana parasvayamiva krishnaha.
O goddess, even Lord Brahma himself, the knower of all scriptures, cannot understand your glories. Nor can Lord Shiva or Lakshmi, Naharo, Sastrata Vinna Chavidhya, Naharo Na Lakshmihi. Lord Brahma, nor can Lord Shiva or Lakshmi, only Krishna, the supreme goal of all human endeavour, can understand them. And thus, he feels obliged to personally make sure that you can wash away your perspiration when you are fatigued.
Yascharu yavaka rasena bhavat parabjam harajanupura maho nidadhati nityam praptya tvadiya nayanabja tatat prasadam swamanyate paramadhanyatamam prahrishyan. Tasyagyayaiva sahasavayamajagama tatparshnigata kritakundavare visamaha vasamaha tvam chit prasidha sikarosi kripa kataksham tarhiyeva tarsa vitapi pyalati pavinnaha.
He is always anointing your lotus feet with nectarian charu and yavaka and decorating them with ankle bells, and he rejoices and feels most fortunate simply by satisfying the tips of the toes of your lotus feet. So Krishna spends his time wanting to satisfy the gopis. So it's described here, he's serving the lotus feet of the devotees. On his order, we have immediately come here to live in this most excellent pond, which he created by one stroke of his heel. But only if you now feel satisfied with us and bestow us upon us your merciful glance, will the tree of our desire bear fruit.
So they're beseeching. The personality of the holy places is beseeching Radharani to give them a blessing. Yeah? Sutta stutim nikila tirtha ganasya tushta prahas matarsha mayi veda yateti radha yama tvadiya sarasim savala bhavama ityeva no bara iti prakatam tad utchuhu.
Hearing this prayer, spoken by the representative of the full assembly of holy places, Sri Radha was pleased and said, "So kindly tell me your desire." They then told her plainly, "Our lives would be successful if we could come to your pond. That is the benediction we desire." Yeah? Krishna is always serving you, so we also want to serve you. Please let us come to your kund. And Krishna feels himself fortunate to satisfy the gopis.
Gacchateti vishabhanu sutta smitasya pravachakanta vadanabjabditakshikona sakyopitatra kritasammataya sukabdho magna virejurakila stira jangamascha.
Glancing at her beloved from the corners of her eyes, the daughter of Vishabhanu replied with a smile, "Please come." Her gopi companions all agreed with her decision and became immersed in the ocean of happiness. Indeed, the beauty of all creatures, both mobile and stationary, was enhanced.
Praptya prasadam atate vrishubhanu jayaha. Sri Krishna Kunda Gata Tirtha Varapasaya Bhit Tatreva pittim ativegata eva radha kundam vyadhu svasalilai paripurnam eva.
Thus gaining the grace of Srimati Radharani, praptya prasadam atate vishubhanu jajayaha. Vishubhanu uja, the daughter of Vishubhanu. Thus gaining the grace of Srimati Radharani, the holy rivers and lakes in Sri Krishna Kund forcibly broke through its boundary walls and swiftly filled Radha Kund with their waters.
Proche hari priyatameta vakundametan matkundatopi mahimadikamastu loke atraiva mesha lilakeli rihaiva nityam snanam yatatvamasi tatpadidam sarome.
Lord Hari then said, "My dear Radha, may this pond of yours become even more world-renowned than mine. I will always come here to bathe and to enjoy my water pastimes. Indeed, this lake is as dear to me as you are."
Radha bravita hamapi svasaka sakhi bhiretya snasyam yarishta lakamarda namastu tasya yorishta marda nasaras yurubhakti ratra snayad vasenma masa eva maha priyostu.
Radha replied, "I will come to bathe in your pond as well, even though you may kill hundreds of Arista demons here. In the future, anyone who has intense devotion for this lake, which is on a spot where you chastised Aristasura, and who bathes or resides here, is sure to become very dear to me."
Rasotsavam prakurute smachatatvaratro krishnam buddha krita maharasaharasavasaha Sri Radhika Prabhara Vidyudalankrita Swiss Trilokya Madhya Vitati Krita Divya Kirtihi.
That night, Lord Krishna initiated a rasa dance at Radha Kund, generating a torrent of the greatest mood of splendorous pleasure. Sri Krishna resembled a cloud, and Srimati Radharani a brilliant flash of lightning, filling the sky with abundant beauty. In this way, their divine glories permeated the expanses of the three worlds. As a final note, it should be mentioned that Narada Muni, being a great sage, understood that the killing of Arista more or less concluded the pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan. Therefore, Narada, anxious to facilitate the transfer of Krishna's pastimes to Mathura, approached Kamsa and addressed him as follows.
Om Agyanati Mirandasya Agyaranjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Jena Tasmaye Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadatisva Patantikam Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Gurim Yatkripa Samaham Bande Sri Gurum Dinatarinam.
So, this is a point of punctuation, if you like. There's a couple of more demons to be finished off. Then Akura comes as an agent of Kamsa to invite Krishna to Mathura. Krishna knew that there were enemies gathering to attack Vrindavan, and he didn't want to disturb the residents of Vrindavan with their aggression. So it's now the closing, the winding down of the Vrindavan Leela and the beginning of the Mathura Leela, wherein the mood changes somewhat. It's interesting. Deva Darshana, the description of Narada Muni. Narada Muni is the spiritual master, extraordinaire, if you like, very powerful preacher. So his association is such that he can inspire people to devotional service. So it's mentioned, Deva Darshan. When we see a personality like Narada Muni, then it's as good as seeing the Lord himself, because he's the representative of the Lord, carrying the message of the Lord, if you like. The Lord's representative. The devotees, Ridhananda Maharaj mentions here. Narada's audience is as good as that of the demigods, who are also known as devas, but is also as good as the manifestation of the Lord himself, because he's the Lord's representative. This is why we offer respects to the spiritual master in the way that we do. Now, we worship the spiritual master as if he is God. Not because he is God, but because he's the representative. I mentioned this the other day. When Prabhupada came to Melbourne, he explained to the reporters how he is the tax man, the collector of taxes. He collects obeisances. Everybody offers their obeisances to the spiritual master. Yeah, but the spiritual master doesn't see it as if they're offering obeisances to him, but rather, because he's the Lord's representative, they're offering respects and acknowledgement of that fact, and the spiritual master then accepts those offerings and then passes them on to Krishna. Not for himself, but rather the respects that are offered to the Lord are gathered by the Lord's representatives. That's like when we go out on Sankirtan and people give us contributions, then we're gathering them on behalf of Krishna. It's not ours. Right? Even when we're offering in the fire sacrifice at the end of the different offerings, Swaha, then the pujari sings that verse. What is it? Idam Krishnaya Idam Namama. Idam, this is for Krishna, not for me. That's the mood of a devotee. Idam Krishnaya Idam Namama. So something like Narada Muni is reminds everybody of Krishna, because everything that he does is in Krishna consciousness. Now one might think, what's going on here? Narada Muni is now going to see Kansa, and Kansa is a demon. What's happening? But I guess it will be explained that Narada Muni is going to see the demon Kansa is simply to enhance, it's still for Krishna. Even his visiting the demon is in devotional service, to further facilitate and enhance, or to precipitate the next set of pastimes, so Krishna can display his extraordinary lila, his potencies, etc. He can exercise his different purposes. So the devotees understand the Lord's purpose. That's why it's so valuable to have the association of the devotees. They remind us of the Lord's purpose, and they help us to facilitate and participate in those pastimes. Even the pastimes of the Sankirtan movement are all ordained by the Lord. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has introduced the Sankirtan Yajna as the method for purifying everybody in this age. You know, not everybody can go to Radhakund and take bath there. In fact, in one sense, it's better that everybody doesn't go there, because it is such a holy and sacred place. And so many people, they're not qualified actually to reside in such a place. But the Sankirtan Yajna is such a powerful purifying agent that one doesn't need to go there. Even though people are not qualified, still Krishna is so kind, he presents himself in the form of his name. And so by associating with him in that way, one can become purified. Right? It's explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, one shouldn't disturb the minds of the ignorant. But one should encourage them to engage in acts of devotion. Right? You know, sometimes it's not wise to chastise people. You're too fallen. You're impure. You have no hope. You rascal. Huh? It's not good to do that. Krishna doesn't recommend it anyway. But what Krishna recommends is, yes, you're a very elevated personality. Please buy a book. Right? Even though we know this guy's an absolute fool number one. He's fool number one. But Prabhupada tells the art of preaching. The art of preaching. He says, yes, you're a very intelligent man. You are very qualified. You are very handsome. Surrounded by very handsome associates, who are also as intelligent as you. So, you know, flattery, basically. We flatter people. Yes, you're a very intelligent person. I can see that you're a very advanced soul. Even though we can see they're not. Right? As Krishna says, don't disturb the minds of the ignorant, but encourage them in acts of devotion. Please chant Hare Krishna. Please take prasadam. Right? It's like we're distributing prasadam at the royal show, you know. Thousands of plates of prasadam, even people will see the devotees. And just that they think well of the devotees. That they think in a positive way. Oh yes, I enjoyed the pakoras. Right? Because they're thinking in a positive way about the devotees, about Krishna consciousness. That's preaching. Right? That's encouraging people in acts of devotion so that they make advancement. You know, it's interesting, isn't it? You know, we sometimes go on Sankirtan down Bourke Street, and there are people there waving Bibles around, right? And they're striding up and down the street, roaring at everybody, "You're going to hell if you don't surrender." And they stride up and down and wave the book around. Huh? Who's attracted to that? Everybody sort of runs and ducks for cover. Whoa! We're all going to hell. And in hell we're going to burn. But they think, gee whiz, if this is heaven, I think I'll take hell, thanks. Well, this is the kind of behaviour that you get in the spiritual world. Well, forget it, I'm not going there, I'll stay in hell, it's more fun. And of course, actually the spiritual world is a place of fun and amusement, and as we can see in the pastime here, Radha and Krishna and the, you know, the creation of Shyamakund and Radhakund, it's done in, it, you know, it's joking. It's pleasurable. Even there's a bit of teasing and a bit of, even in the spiritual world there's naughtiness, right? Because naughtiness is amusing, right? Not that it's a straight-laced place where everybody has no fun, right? Being good. So the representative of the Lord has to be flexible and encouraging, right? Firm, what is it? Firm, but kind, very kind and merciful. Encourage it. We have to encourage people to engage in active devotional service, despite the fact that there may be different impurities, many impurities, even activities antithetical to devotional service. People may be engaged in those activities. Not maybe, will be, must be. If they're not engaged in devotional service, what are they doing? The Krishna says you can't not do anything. It's not like, you know, they're not yogis sitting down doing nothing, meditating on the Brahman. Everybody, practically speaking, is engaged in some silly behaviour that's not good for them. But we can't chastise them for that. Otherwise we'd be busy chastising people all the time. But one has to convert those silly, the tendency to act, like Prabhupada gives the example of children. You know, if you don't engage the restlessness of children in positive activities, then what will they do? They'll go and drink the J-Soul in the bottom of the, under the sink, right? That's what happens. The kids get, drink the caustic soda. So those tendencies to act have to be engaged in a positive way for their edification. Huh? So therefore we have play school and preschool and all this sort of stuff. To engage that natural tendency of the living entity, the natural tendency of the child to learn, to do something positive rather than to be destructive. Because we know that most people's behaviour is destructive. It's, you know, it's encouraged. This is Kali Yuga. So destroy yourself is considered having fun, right? People are encouraged. Destroy yourself. Have a good time. You have fun. Yeah, go and destroy yourself. Drink poison. Take poison and have fun. Huh? Don't take too much poison. Right? That's what they say. It's okay to take poison, but don't take too much. Otherwise you'll hurt yourself. A little bit of poison's okay. You'll have fun. Huh? Somewhat? They remove their stress. Some level of stress. But that's why they're drinking, because they think, oh, now we have to de-stress. and it creates more stress. So, devotees like Narada Muni want to engage everybody in devotional service. Even here, he's going to engage Kamsa. Kamsa. Setting the stage for the different pastimes. Now, Kamsa has been sending all of these demons to Vrindavan to disturb the atmosphere there. And there's more. More to come. More demons. That's why Krishna is going away from Vrindavan, because he doesn't want to disturb the atmosphere any more than is desirable. But goodness is like, yeah, there's descriptions of the killing of Kuvalya Pida coming up. It's just fun. Entering into the wrestling arena and fighting with Mushtaka, right? Mushtaka and what's the other fellow's name? Chanura and Mushtika. You know, this big heavy dude, you know, like sumo wrestlers, and then these little Krishna and Balaram come in. Apparently little Krishna and Balaram. Not so little as we see here. Killing Arishtasura, Tanukasura, Lambasura, so many asuras already been wiped out. So, yes, killing the asuras means purifying them, basically. I mean, you know, basically we're all asuras, to one degree or another. But, Krishna doesn't see, it's interesting, Krishna doesn't see the fault. Adosha Darshi. Adosha. No fault. Darshi. Right? Sees. Adosha Darshi. He doesn't see the fault. He's Gunagrahi, which means he sees the good. So the devotee tries to see the good in a person. This is very important actually, because how hard is it to see faults? Not very difficult. Every one of us has got some faults. They're not Krishna's vision. It's not the mood of the devotee faults. But rather, the devotee looks for the good. Looks for the positive. And then fans that positive spark. Encourages the positive spark in a person. Encourages them. Looks at the positive in themselves also. Otherwise, you know, we could always be meditating on how impure we are and how much advancement we haven't made. I'm not going anywhere. Life is tough. I think I'll give up. I'll roll over and die. Right? This is it. Mine is like that. Oh, life is too hard. And it always will be hard. You know, we're in the mature world. Huh? But what are the positives? Better that one looks at the positive. Rather than the obstacles ahead, look at the progress that we've made. You know, Prabhupada gives the example of flying in an aeroplane. If you're flying in an aeroplane 10,000 feet above the ground, when you look down, it doesn't look like you're going very fast. Right? And in relationship to everybody else on the aeroplane, it's all, you know, there's a bit of movement up and down the cabin or whatever, it's all pretty much static. We're all sort of, it doesn't look like we're going anywhere. Just like with the devotees. We're all in the same, we're all associated together. And we're making progress all the time. And especially because if familiarity breeds contempt, then, you know, we look at each other and we think, oh, yeah, he's still doing the same old things that he did 5 years ago. Hasn't made any progress. But actually, we are making progress. Even in our preaching, sometimes it can be discouraging. Because it looks like we're not going anywhere. But we, you know, it's just that we're not seeing the progress that people are making. the advancement of people, and we're not seeing our own progress. Just like, you know, Prabhupada gives the example of a child. You live with your son or your daughter, you don't even, but they can see your mum and dad and they say, oh, look at the grand, they're growing up, aren't they? They're growing up really quickly. They're growing up quickly, we can't see it. Because we're together. So we don't see that we're all making advancement in Krishna consciousness. As clearly, so clearly. But you know, if you were to jump out of the airplane, you'd find out how fast you're actually going and how high what you've actually achieved. This is Maya's trick. Maya's trick is, you're not going very fast, you're not making any progress, might as well hop out. It's too hard anyway. This is Maya's trick. Too hard. You work hard, try to make some progress, but then what goes wrong? It doesn't work. Not working. Well, it's not. Maybe it is working, but not as fast as I would like. But we should. In order to make progress in Krishna consciousness, because there will always be obstacles, apparent setbacks. Although, actually, those setbacks and apparent difficulties, they're beneficial. They're means by which we make advancement, by which we learn to tolerate the comings and goings of the material world. Sat asat. Asat means the temporary. Talking about sat asat. We're interested in not the asat. We're interested in the permanent, not the impermanent. So the comings and goings, difficulties, whatever, they're always going to be there. They don't go away. This is the material world. Up until death. What to speak of up until death? That's the worst. Right? Well, it's not, we have to tolerate it. We're interested in the sat, the permanent. So one has to learn to, learn to see, like here we see, Narada Muni going to Kamsa, stirring things up. You think, what's going on? He's a devotee. Right? We have to learn to see the good in the devotees. Rather than fault. We don't have fault, or so-called fault, it's actually an arrangement for our purification, the difficulties. We have to learn to see them as such, not as something bad. Right? We need to learn to see the good. The good in devotional service. Very important point. To make advancement. Not that we're stupid, and we tolerate all sorts of nonsense necessarily. Right? This requires maturity, intelligence, insight, usually experience, a lot of experience. That's why, older people are given a little more respect, because they generally have experience that we in our youth comes with bumps and bruises. Hard. When we're young, we want everybody to march to the tune of our drum. Okay, now do what I tell you to do. But over a period of years, you discover that people generally don't do that. So therefore you have to say, yes, you're wonderful, you're a great personality. Praise them, glorify them, and then they still won't do what you do, what not to do, right? So, okay, alright. No worries. Ways to tolerate. Actually, in that last section of the Bhagavad Gita that we were reading, I mentioned it last night, and I mentioned it before, but it is interesting, Krishna makes the point that one city we see those, that's easy, but to see friends and then enemies equally, right, that takes more advancement. To see the setbacks as being positive, joy, holy ball, that's hard. To see Krishna behind the workings of everything, including the devotees, right, this is what happens sometimes. Devotees become critical of other devotees. Because, you know, social interaction means friction. We're not all the same. It's normal. Prabhupada gives the example of just like sometimes there's a fire in a forest, just like the other day, hot day, you know, something like half a dozen fires all over Victoria, just on one hot day. It just happens. Right? So Prabhupada gives the example, in the bamboo, in the forest, there's friction. And the friction causes a fire. So it happens, sometimes there's a friction or a disturbance in the association of the devotees, but we have to learn to tolerate that, accept it, tolerate it, but still look for the good. We have to still look for the positive in it. So we actually have to see that behind those things, even Krishna is working for a purpose. That's because otherwise the tendency is, oh, he did this and she did that and I'm not going to talk to them anymore. Rather, it's the immediate cause. Well, the devotee looks for the cause. We look to see Krishna behind the activities. Huh? Krishna's there. Of course, up to a point, if somebody's a bully or just a disturbance, then eventually the devotees may have to say, okay, buddy, out of here. You know, while we like to see the good in everybody, we shouldn't be so silly that we can't see somebody who's, you know, just like Krishna. it's interesting. Some of the demons, like Kaliya, he gets purification, and actually he becomes a devotee. Whereas, you know, Arustasura, okay, this guy's a nonsense. That's his benefit, though. Ultimately, and also for the devotees, you know, ourselves, we have to tolerate and work, because we see predominantly these are devotees. This is an art. The art in seeing the mood of surrender. Is this person ultimately trying to surrender their utmost to Krishna? That's what we have to look for. Haridasa Thakur mentions this in the Harinam Chintamani, right? By Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Or is this person just, you know, operating on, WIIFM? We know what's in it for me. For people who are just crazy and just selfish, they're not prepared to do service, in other words, they're just taking with an offensive attitude. So some people we have to say, look, sorry, see you later. But for those difficulties that arise for the devotees, we have to learn to see Krishna's hand in everything and accept it, tolerate it. Very important. Tatikshava. Okay. Does anybody have any comments or questions on any of these points?